You're listening to Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Vector, and this is Cleared Direct, the show where we dig into the technology that's changing how we fly. And today I want to talk about something that's already in a lot of your panels, but that I think most pilots are dramatically underusing. ADS-B in. Now, I know what you're thinking, Vector, ADS-B, that mandate happened years ago, we all spent the money, we're compliant. Old news, move on, and you'd be half right. The ADS-B out mandate, the part where your aircraft broadcasts its position, altitude, velocity, and intent to air traffic control? Yeah, that box is checked. But ADS-B in is the other half of the equation, and it's the half that actually gives you something back. Think of it this way. ADS-B out is what you give to the system. ADS-B in is what the system gives to you, and what it gives you is frankly remarkable, especially if you know how to use it. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo private pilot, instrument rated, CFI. The whole journey, beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. ADS-B in receives two data streams. The first is called TISB or Traffic Information Service Broadcast. The second is FISB or Flight Information Service Broadcast. Both are free, no subscription, no monthly fee. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is broadcasting this data from ground stations across the country. And if you have an ADS-B in receiver, you're picking it up. Let's start with traffic, because that's the one that gets the most attention. TISB gives you a real-time picture of the traffic around you. Not just other ADS-B-equipped aircraft talking directly to your receiver, but also radar targets that ATC is tracking. The FAA ground network takes that radar data, rebroadcasts it through ADS-B, and now you've got a surprisingly complete traffic picture right on your display. Your panel, your tablet, your portable receiver, wherever you're looking. Now, here's what most people miss. This is not a replacement for see and avoid, and it's not a replacement for flight following or talking to approach. The latency on TISB traffic can be anywhere from 2 to 12 seconds depending on several factors. A fast-moving target closing on you at a combined speed of 300 knots. 12 seconds of latency is meaningful. That's half a mile of closure you're not seeing in real time. But as a situational awareness tool, it's extraordinary. You're on a cross country at 7,500 feet. You see a target 12 miles out, converging, same altitude. You've got time, you're scanning, you're already building the picture. That's the power. It moves traffic awareness from reactive to proactive, and it works especially well in the pattern. Busy, uncontrolled fields on a Saturday morning, you're inbound, and you can see three aircraft in the pattern, one on a 5-mile final, and a helicopter orbiting just south of the field. That is situational awareness you simply did not have 10 years ago unless you were on frequency, and everyone was making perfect calls. And let's be honest, that doesn't always happen. Now let's talk about the other stream, FISB. This is the one I think is genuinely underappreciated. FISB gives you weather, and not just a stale briefing from 2 hours ago. You're getting NEXRAD radar imagery, METARs, TAFs, PIREPs, SIGMETs, AIRMETs, NOTAMs, winds and temperatures aloft, even TFRs, all of it, streaming to your cockpit. For free. Let me put that in perspective.
20 years ago, if you wanted in-cockpit weather radar, you were looking at a panel-mounted system that cost tens of thousands of dollars to install and had significant limitations in terms of what it could actually show you. Today, a portable ADS-B and receiver that fits in your flight bag and costs somewhere between $200 and $400 gives you a composite weather picture that in many ways is more useful.
Now, important caveat, and this is a big one. The NEXRAD data you receive through FISB is not real-time. It has a built-in latency of roughly 5 to 15 minutes, sometimes more. The FAA updates the imagery on a schedule. The low-resolution CONUS product, that's the big national picture, updates every 15 minutes. The higher-resolution regional products update more frequently, roughly every 2.5 to 5 minutes. But by the time that data is collected, processed, uplinked, and displayed on your screen, you could be looking at weather that's already moved. This matters enormously. A fast-moving line of thunderstorms can cover several miles in 15 minutes. If you're using FISB NEXRAD to pick your way between cells, you're making decisions on old data. This is not a tactical tool for threading gaps in convective weather. I cannot stress this enough. What it is great for is strategic decision-making. You're an hour out from your destination, and you can see a large area of precipitation moving in from the west. You now have time to think about alternates, about timing, about whether to continue or divert early, while you still have options. That's the value. Big picture, strategic, not tactical. The data tells an interesting story when you look at how pilots are actually using this technology.
The FAA and several aviation safety organizations, including the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA, have published guidance emphasizing that the pilots who benefit most from ADS-B-IN are the ones who understand the limitations as well as the capabilities. It's a theme that comes up again and again in accident reports reviewed by the National Transportation Safety Board. Pilots who treat data link weather as real-time sometimes fly into situations they should have avoided entirely. So, what's the best setup? Let's talk practical for a minute. You've got a few options. If your panel already has an ADS-B out transponder, some of those units also include ADS-B in capability. The Garmin GTX 345 is a popular example. That's a transponder with built-in ADS-B in that feeds traffic and weather directly to compatible Garmin displays. Clean integration, no extra boxes. If your transponder is out only, you can add a portable ADS-B in receiver. Products like the Garmin GDL50, the Stradux, which is an open source option popular with the DIY crowd, or the ForeFlight Sentry series. These connect wirelessly to your tablet and give you traffic and weather on your electronic flight bag. The beauty here is the low cost of entry. You can be up and running for a few hundred dollars. Now, for those of you looking at the week ahead, here's something worth paying attention to. The FAA has been gradually expanding and refining the ADS-B ground station network. There are ongoing improvements to the TISB service, particularly in areas that previously had coverage gaps. If you fly in mountainous terrain or remote areas, the picture is getting better. Slowly but measurably, the FAA's ADS-B performance reports, which are publicly available, show steady improvements in coverage and reliability over the last several years. It's worth checking the current coverage for your typical routes. You might be surprised how much it's improved since you last looked. There's also an emerging conversation about ADS-B in applications beyond what we have today. The FAA and industry groups like RTCA are looking at how ADS-B in data could support more advanced cockpit automation, including enhanced traffic alerting, interval management for approaches, and even some preliminary concepts for self-separation in lower density airspace. These are longer-term ideas. We're talking years, not months. But the foundation is the ADS-B in capability that's already sitting in your airplane. And here's my honest take on where this all sits. ADS-B in, right now, today, is probably the single best return on investment in situational awareness technology available to general aviation pilots. The traffic picture alone has changed how I fly. The weather data has changed how I plan, and the fact that it's subscription-free, that the FAA is footing the infrastructure bill, means there's really no reason not to be taking advantage of it. But it only works if you understand what you're looking at. Know the latency, know the limitations. Use traffic as an awareness tool, not a collision avoidance system. Use weather for strategy, not tactics. Do that. And you've got a tool in your cockpit that pilots a generation ago would have considered science fiction. Today's segment drew from published guidance by the FAA on ADS-B services and performance, reporting from AveWeb and AOPA on ADS-B technology and best practices, and publicly available ADS-B performance data. Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by people who love aviation. Everything we cover, we source, and we're always transparent about what we are. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Go dig into your ADS-B in settings this week. You might find features you didn't know you had. And fly smart out there. Radio Hangar, clear skies, and tailwinds.